Anthony isn't familiar with the term for entertainment purposes only. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, the all-everything man for ESPN. He is Field Yates. Jumps on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Field, welcome back. Good to have you.
Guys, what's going on? Always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, everything's good here. So let's see, where should we start? I could go Browns, but I won't. I'm going to go with Brady. And because I think everyone's got an opinion on this, and Bobby and I are both like, you know, we're playing the sensical version, which is, why would he want to go somewhere else? Maybe you can tell me the motivation. What do you believe Brady's going to do and why?
I think he's going to stay, which is based off of just instinct. It's not based off of reporting or information that I have that states certainly that he is going to return to the Patriots. But it probably is along a lot of the same lines that you guys are thinking right now. The reason why we're having this conversation is because for the first time in Tom Brady's career, he has the autonomy to leave if he so chooses. There's never been a time where he's either been a free agent or the team was unable to apply the franchise tag, which obviously would bind him to New England if they so choose for at least one more year. So I understand why a lot of possibilities are introduced. And what I've challenged people to do is to present me with several other places where Tom Brady will be a logical fit as the quarterback. Maybe you can come up with two or three, but I'm having a hard time coming up with more than two or three. And even those two or three, there are a lot of reasons to believe that it would actually make zero sense for Tom Brady to go there.
Yeah, Field, I mean, you look at that and people naturally tethered him to Josh McDaniels. Like, who's even saying that he's getting a head job? Like, if he doesn't have a head job, then where would he follow him to? Also, Josh McDaniels probably wasn't going to a situation that would be a great fit as far as winning right now, which you would have to think Tom's not going someplace to try to go 9-7, for heaven's sake. Like, I think the only potentially logical fit could be the Chargers should they move on from Phillip Rivers. You know, there's some similar terminology on the offense. You know, he's going to L.A. You think that'd make the wife happy. They're staying in the AFC. You know, good roster. You know, but, you know, that's still a big jump to get all the way there.
You know, so, Carp, that's one of the names or one of the teams that I've heard a lot that I actually have not dismissed, the Chargers, just because of some of the things that you mentioned. But, and again, it's not my decision, and I have no idea yet, but don't you guys wonder, like, if Tom Brady is going to leave 20 years of New England, would he really want to go to play in a stadium with 18,000 people? I mean, is that really what he wants? He wants to go play on, you know, like or go play in Los Angeles, where when you do move into the new complex, you're just, you're the Clippers, right? And I know the Clippers are going to be really good. They already are a good basketball team this year, but they are always going to play second fiddle just because I'm not sure LA is even a football town, but if it is, it's a Rams stadium or a Rams town. I have a hard time envisioning it, but maybe I'm wrong. And, you know, the idea of LA being available, which, if the allure is just to go to L.A., like, L.A. is going to be there a year from now, right? Like, Tom doesn't need L.A. for his football career, clearly. Now, if you believe that there's more upside for Giselle in her career, well, then a year from now or 2 years from now or 3 years from now maximum, don't you think that all of a sudden we're, you know, Tom Brady is not worried about whether he returns to the Patriots. He's just not worried at all, right? He's going to be retired. So I have a hard time buying into any other team being a clear-cut, obvious, better option for Tom Brady.
Field Yates with us from ESPN. All right, let me take you down kind of a checklist here, because you're right, we're all guessing on what's important to Tom, and we don't know. But I think we'll all go on the assumption that he still wants to play, right? Retirement percentage is what for you? Pretty low, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think retirement percentage is just off the table. Okay. I mean, I guess I should say retirement is off the table. I'm taking Tom at his word there. Here's the only way where I could see this not working, or I guess, him not playing, would be the Patriots get ahead of the curve and they say, nope, we're not, you know, like, we don't want you back. We have other options, which I find far-fetched right now, but you never know, right? And then the other one would be that he surveys the available options and there's simply nothing there, because again, like, I actually, and I'm not asking this in a way like to suggest that you guys don't see it the same way I do. But if it's not, for example, the Chargers, like, do you guys have other examples of teams that make sense right now for Brady?
There would only
comes to mind.
Well, I guess you could go with let's look at the openings and where you might have one. You might have one. I mean, Brissett's fine with the Colts. You might have them. Dolphins, Buccaneers, Panthers, Broncos, yeah. Steelers, but Roethlisberger's coming back. And then the legacy question, you wouldn't go to a rival. Bears say they're sticking with Trubisky. You're right, there's very few. But I want to ask you this. If he does go, what's more important to him, do you believe? Finding the easiest path, the best path to winning another Lombardi, or proving he could get one without Belichick?
So I would think it's probably – I think those two things kind of tie into one and the same, right? But I know we talk about it a lot publicly. There's a lot of, you know, who is more deserving of the credit. I don't know that Tom and Bill are wired that way. And maybe that's just me being naive. Maybe that's just me being naive. I'm willing to accept. But I don't know that either one of them is motivated to prove that, like, each or one is more responsible than the other. I would think that if, you know, based off what we've seen from Tom for the past 20 years, it will be a combination of the chance to win and then also something that is beneficial for his family. So you name some of those teams right there, for example, like whether they have a quarterback under contract or not, just for example, like, hey, why would he go to Tampa Bay, right? Like, go down there, like, the weather might be nice, right? But besides that, like, you know, like, it's an upgrade over, you know, the 14-degree weather that I'm dealing with right now as I look outside my apartment here in Boston. But besides that, like,
it'd be the weapons. You know, it'd be the weapons. It'd be Evans and Godwin, and right?
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, and you go and do what? Like, when, I mean, you know, you're gonna play in the same division as the Saints, mm-hmm. you know, like, go play in the loaded NFC. I think Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. I don't think that if you put him on the Bucs roster next year, they become the prohibitive favorites, right? Just as an example, like, I think you just go through those, and I just don't know that there is an obvious team that, to me, is a more sensible location for Brady to have a chance to win.
No, you're right, Field. I mean, that's – and you start doing the process of elimination. It's not – is he leaving? It's where is he going? Looking at the coaching situation here, you know, Matt Rhule gets a boatload of cash to go to Carolina. Then in New York, you know, snaps up – Joe Judge, I mean, surprising that Rhule chose Carolina essentially kind of before even going to New York to interview with them.
I was surprised until I saw that 7 years, $60 million contract. I mean, how about that? That is incredible. And
well, Phil,
and
don't,
actually kind of logical.
Don't
right?
discount the $6 million buyout as well. You got to lump that in there of what they paid to
right?
Baylor.
So we're talking about a minimum of a $66 million investment with another potential $10 million incentives and escalators, which I could be wrong here. I haven't heard of coach incentives or escalators at the pro level. They're all over the place in college, right? It's like Nick Saban walks into the stadium in Alabama and gets like an extra $50K, right? which he deserves it, by the way. I love Nick Saban and will forever. So all these coaches have these incredible clauses in their contracts, but yeah, I am. It's a great, great deal for Matt Rhule. And so there are sort of two ways. It's kind of a Rorschach test when you look at the if you look at the two separate or look at the two sides of the David Tepper equation. Right. On the one hand, people are like, yeah, well, it's a real unknown because David Tepper is a brand new owner, never hired a coach. On the other side, it's a blank slate. Right. And like maybe Matt Rhule is saying, no, I want to build something special. And I believe that David Tepper is willing to give me the resource that I need to find that something special. And for him, that might be upgrading of facilities, which are already underway. It may be because they have a same vision on how the roster is going to take shape. Who knows? But Matt Rhule just landed a great, great deal in Carolina. Think about that. Literally, like, there. I mean, 7 years and $60 million. Not that coaches who get, like, five-year, $15 million deals are not making life-altering money. But Matt Rhule, the Panthers, David Tepper could just change his mind and fire him after a year, and Matt Rhule would literally never have to work again and have generations worth of wealth. Yeah.
He's the turnaround king, and that's probably why they got him. They feel like they need to snap that franchise back. All right, so in our final minute here, we'll do this quickly. Who will be the Browns next? Who will be the Browns head coach?
I would – gosh, I don't know. You know,
we're all guessing.
Yes. I'm going to suggest that it is Josh McDaniels, but I'm a guess. It's a guess, right? Yeah. You know, like, it's a guess. He, I would have thought he was going to Carolina this morning. I would have thought Matt, remember, I mean, there were a lot of really good reporters calling Matt Rhule basically, you know, the lock of the coaching cycle. And that wasn't the case. So, you know, I think Josh McDaniels would be a sensible option, but nothing would surprise me. It's also the Browns, so nothing would surprise me at all.
All right, and lastly, we'll do this in 15 seconds. Do any of the dogs win this weekend? Vikes, Titans, Texans, Seahawks. Do any of them win outright?
God, man. I don't think so. I will give the Seahawks a chance only because the Seahawks only play close games. They only play close games, no matter who they're playing, whether it's the Bengals in week one or more recently the Eagles in week 18. But I think all four home teams hold serve.
All right. Thanks, brother. Great job. Enjoy the games, and we'll have you back soon. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.